Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Yeah, it's Joel and Tools, and I'm taking advantage of this week because no other week will I be able to show as much passion as I've been showing this week in the lead-up to Adelaide versus Geelong in the prelim final tomorrow night.
Oh, we're very excited, aren't we, Joel?
We're very excited. We're very excited, but right now, between us, we have a third guest on the line, and between the three of us is two premierships in 97 and 98 for the Adelaide Crows. He should have won the Norm Smith in 98 because he held King Carey to only one goal.
Stop the king.
His name is Peter Caven. Peter Caven, good morning.
G'day, guys. It's pretty exciting being here in Adelaide at the moment.
Oh, I can imagine. I wish I was there to soak up the glory and the energy of everyone because I'm doing my best here at the moment and all I've got is Joel to get that from.
Well, for footy purists, this is your weekend to get on board.
Yeah, it is. Can you just describe the feeling over there in Adelaide for the people on the Coffs Coast? Because I know that they will want to know what it's like over there at the moment.
Well, there'll be 55,000 supporters here tomorrow night,
yeah,
supporting the Crows versus the Kittens versus Geelong Cats.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones, can a bird beat a cat?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we have to do tomorrow night. But it is pretty exciting with only four teams left, so everyone's talking about maybe next week. But yeah, you really got to win this week, and it's a very exciting game tomorrow night. It's going to be 26 degrees almost Cairns weather.
Yeah.
We're used to having it about 14 down here at the moment.
You know, I know that you're a humble man, but I said right off the top, you could have won the best of field in 98 because you did keep King Carey in the second half to only one goal. He started brilliantly. You're on the half-back line. Be honest right now. Should you have won the Norm Smith?
I should have. I was unlucky. I mean, if it wasn't for a guy named Nando McLeod who ended up winning two, stiff, I'd call it.
Yeah.
We're speaking to royalty tools, right now.
I know, and this is exciting, and I just want to ask a question.
I
did some research, though, the other day, obviously you were in the Swannies for a couple of years there, and then they kind of said, look, you're not really needed here anymore.
Then
you went to the Crows, and this is what I love, because you absolutely excelled and smashed it.
Yeah.
Did that give you more drive to prove yourself, or how important is it to have players around? You know, I was thinking about how different players and clubs can shape your game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it was a whole fashion thing for me in Sydney. I mean, my pale skin didn't really go with the red and white, so I was more inclined to the tri-colours of the Crows, darker colours with my complexion. So it sort of helped me, and then it shot me into the right place at the right time to be, to play 82 games and win two flags at the Crows.
Two flags.
Let's talk about the colours, blue, red and yellow. I've learnt that this week. I went and got my nails done. Now, let's talk about omens and suspicions here. Do we have omens, good omens, bad omens?
I do. I used to have superstitions like my coach, Malcolm Blight, the god, Messiah, who said, look, get into a good routine. So I had this routine, superstitions. I always wore the same jocks, obviously clean them.
Mm.
You know, I said to my girlfriend at the time, during that week, if it's not on before Wednesday, you'll have to wait till Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, just all those sort of things just help me play good footy. There's a lot of omens happening this week that happened last year when we played in the finals in 97. So, we had a guy go down injured who played really well. I've had a vision that we're going to win.
Yeah.
I've had a vision that things are happening.
We need that vision because Tools is watching it with me for the first time tomorrow night. Do you think that is a bad omen, considering that normally that is my space? I mean, this is what I do by myself. I speak to my mates back in Adelaide. Now Tools is coming into that space. Is this a good thing for the Adelaide Crows, Peter Caven?
I'm nervous for Joel. My coach would have said, stick to the same pre-game routine. This is going
to
be a different game routine.
No, you're getting ahead
of yourself.
I said this.
Peter, you don't know me. My energy is that good that
you
want it there.
Can you test her real quickly on something before? Because, I mean, I could speak to you for the next half an hour and I'll give you the hot tip. I would if we weren't taken off air. Could you test her?
Well, who's the current captain of the Crows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, Tools? I do know. Tex Walker.
Yes.
And
he's, Tex Walker.
And also, he was actually labelled in the league the best captain.
Right.
Yes.
How many Pisces players are in the Crows team?
So we got a fair few Pisces here, okay? Because that is one thing I look into, and it is the star signs of all the guys. And there's about five or six Piscearians.
Right, so on that theory, what's their strength?
Well, they're empathetic and emotional, but very intelligent as well, and they are dreamers. So if they've got the dream here, they're going to keep the dream alive and bring it home for the Crows.
And then they can be empathetic with the Cats when we beat them and say, bad luck.
Yes. One last thing, Peter Caven, before we let you go, I just want to straighten up a little bit. I always say that life imitates sport, sport imitates life. For the boys to galvanise what they've done after the passing of Phil Walsh, do you think as a professional athlete, does that stay with them? And will they think about that before they run out on the field at sometimes during the final series?
I think they will. There's certain times when you've got a bit of moment in your own little for a second, even as a group.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it for each other, but do it for the people that have got us there. And you don't think about it during the game, but just those quiet moments before you run out when you've got 30 seconds to think about it.
They're going to get together. I feel great about this.
I'm going to do one more thing, okay? So we were talking about the omens. I got my nails done in the colours yesterday.
Yeah.
It took a long time. We couldn't find the right yellow.
Mm.
It took ages, so I've gone with the lemony yellow instead of the...
Oh, God.
I know.
Okay.
So,
good fella. Look, put your favourite undies on and those Just make sure we get over the line. Just have to be in front when the final siren goes.
Yep. Peter, the worst thing that could have happened was the manager from the Adelaide Crows, give me your number because I'll be stalking you for the rest of my life.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Peter Caven.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks, and up the Crows.
Go the Crows.
Come on. The pride of South Australia.
We're the mighty Adelaide Crows. Thank you, Peter Caven.
We fly as one. Yep.